You may have noticed that some programs only provide the individual applicant with adjunctive eligibility, whereas others provide all applicants in the economic unit with adjunctive eligibility. Let's take a look at which programs provide individual adjunctive eligibility, family adjunctive eligibility, and conditional family adjunctive eligibility. SNAP, Section 8 Housing, and FDPIR only provide applicants with individual adjunctive eligibility. However, individual applicants that also present proof of participation in TANF and ACCESS are also individually adjunctively eligible. Proof of participation in TANF by one member of the economic unit provides all applicants in the economic unit with adjunctive eligibility. ACCESS provides all applicants in the economic unit with adjunctive eligibility in some circumstances. Specifically, only when there is proof that a pregnant woman and/or infant is participating in ACCESS are all other applicants in the economic unit adjunctively eligible. Otherwise, the children or postpartum women applicants must provide proof of participation in ACCESS in order to be considered individually adjunctively eligible.